Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. God bless our troops. God bless those that have sacrificed for our country, as well as the family members of those that have lost loved ones as we go into Memorial Day weekend. So interesting. One of my listeners is a middle-aged white Jewish gay man, and he's having trouble denouncing his whiteness at work. And you know, it's, these are conversations we never thought we would have. And so he says he understands that there's racism in this country and bigotry because he's been bigoted against, and he sees the swastikas, and he's had anti-gay homophobic slurs thrown at him. But, you know, does he get a pass? And I don't know if he was, you know, just kind of joking with this email to kind of, you know, or is he really kind of struggling with it? So, you know, I haven't worked for a corporation in a very, very long time. So I haven't really seen the videos that you all are seeing. And there should be, from what I'm understanding, all right, there should be no sort of work mandate that causes you to dislike any aspect of your race, your creed, your gender. So none of these videos are supposed to make anybody who's female, male, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, none of these videos are supposed to make anybody dislike or apologize for who they are. That's why we have the civil rights law. That's why that's why we have ACLU. So if there are actual videos saying that you as a man, you know, or you as somebody who's white, you know, are, you know, wrong, should be ashamed, should be denouncing yourself. No, because there are people that are mixed race. There are people who are gay. There are people who are Jewish. There are people who are straight. There are people who are, we are who we are, and our Constitution protects us from being forced to denounce ourselves, being forced to, you know, any sort of discrimination. So there's not supposed to be any hate. And so I don't think you're going to get, quote unquote, a pass, because if these work videos are supposed to say, look, guys, despite your color, despite your creed, despite, you know, whatever, we don't tolerate racism here. These are examples of things that could be racist. You know, I don't know if, I think it was the South Korean leader had, shaken the hands of Kamala Harris. Now, I don't know if his hand was sweaty, but Kamala Harris shaked his hand and then wiped it on her pants. Now, that's considered a sign of racism when it's done with one person and another person of a different race. But, you know, were his hands sweaty? So these are the things that I'm under the impression are being taught at work. Going, look, you shake somebody's hand and then it looks like you wipe it off. That's something that was done, you know, and unfortunately still is done when, you know, people exhibit racism. So there are a lot of things that people might not realize. They'll go, but yeah, but the hand is sweaty. Well, then if the hand is sweaty, you know, and you want to wash it off or whatever, then maybe we just need to avoid the hand washing thing. You don't want to be accused of being racist, you know, because somebody has a sweaty hand. Again, I have no idea what happened with the South Korean president, but I know all over the internet people are like, oh my gosh, Kamala Harris is, you know, racist against Asian Americans or whatever. And we've been using the term racist so much that, you know, it unfortunately is, is being also misused, such that when we do have racist issues, and we do, we still have, you know, ungodly amounts of racist acts that happen, you know, throughout the country. People are like, oh, it's racism again. No, 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 no. Okay, this isn't something that, we fatigue on. One of my friends lives in Anchorage, Alaska, and I believe she went to a Jewish museum. This is in Alaska, and there's swastikas put all over it, swastika stickers. So there's hate, there's bigotry. But on the flip side, work, from what I understand, is not supposed to force anybody to denounce who they are. You know, one of my favorite Lady Gaga sounds is "You Were Born This Way." It's a song about, you know, you being born this way. You're born female, male, trans. You're born who you are. And be proud of it. Be, you know, you're allowed to, you know, love who you are. And so, you know, when, and again, I don't know if, you know, he was, you know, just kind of, you know, being jokey, tongue in cheek, or if he's really like, do I really have to sit here and go through this sort of, you know, denouncing myself when I'm gay and I'm white and Jewish. So nobody should be feeling that way. We are unfortunately attacking racism and bigotry wrong if we force people to dislike themselves. If you have young kids, you know, going, mom, you know, I don't want to be white. I don't want to be black. I don't want to be Hispanic. Then we as a country are doing something wrong. We don't want kids born going, I don't want to be who I am. People are going to hate me for who I am. And unfortunately, this is what has pervaded for centuries in so many different races and genders and gender choices and religious choices. This has been unfortunately something that has plagued us for centuries, that we are trying to be a society now where, you know, kids should love who they are. They should love their genealogy. They should, you know, look at their roots. I mean, look at Ancestry and Me and, I don't know, 123 or whatever they have, Ancestry.com, and I forget the other, the 123 one. But, you know, people are now really fascinated to see, you know, do we have roots in Kenya? Do we have roots in Austria? Do we have roots in Pakistan? Do we have roots in Iran? Where are our roots from? And so if there is at work or school any sort of suggestion that you are the wrong race, then we've completely gone back on our fight against racism. And so I don't know if people apply for passes. What I do suggest is make sure work doesn't make somebody feel like they have to denounce themselves or hate who they are. That's not what this country's about, and the Constitution forbids that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA-GO-BOY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the ex-girlfriend of the man who killed multiple people yesterday morning during a union meeting in Southern California said that she was scared of him and described in court filings that she was sexually assaulted by him when she turned down his advances. Now, NBC Bay Area is not identifying her name, but she is from the Bay Area, and she says she hasn't spoken to him since they broke up about 12 years ago. She said, I was scared. He made a lot of trouble for me. I've moved forward. So in court filings associated with the domestic violence restraining order Cassidy sought against his ex-girlfriend back in 2009, she describes being sexually assaulted and said he had major mood swings caused by bipolar that were exacerbated by heavy drinking. She said several times during the relationship he became intoxicated, enraged, and forced himself on me sexually. She alleged in the response to his petition for restraining order against her. She claims in the filing that while she did willingly have sex with him on several occasions, there were other times when she refused and he attempted to force himself on her. In his petition, Cassidy accused the ex-girlfriend of threatening to get him fired, harassing his new girlfriend, and damaging the car that was parked in his driveway. His ex-girlfriend denies the allegations. A judge initially granted a temporary restraining order, but the parties later agreed to settle the case. In a phone interview with NBC Bay Area, the ex-girlfriend says they dated for 6 months after meeting on Match.com. Cassidy told her his job at VTA was stressful, and she says he complained about his boss. She says Cassidy's demeanor changed after she turned down his major proposal just 2 months into their relationship. She says she told him it was too soon and she wanted to take things more slowly. So you see the impulsivity of this person when it comes to sex, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to deciding to get up and shoot. It's horrible. She said, I turned him down and he turned totally different. He was angry, screaming, stole my car. He was mean to me. He was not mentally stable. She had not heard the news about the shooting until NBC Bay Area contacted her through the attorney. She said, he's a murderer. He killed innocent people. That's terrible. I feel sad. Again, we don't have her name, and I understand that she probably wants her privacy now, but she dated him 12 years ago. Now, his ex-wife has, I believe, spoken out. Cecilia Nelms had said that he had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. She said, I never believed him, and it never happened until now. Now, Samuel Cassidy killed 9 of his coworkers between ages 29 and 63. This was an assault in Santa Clara. And according to Sheriff Lori Smith, it was very deliberate and very fast, and then he turned the gun on himself. Sheriff Smith confirmed Cassidy had 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 loaded magazines. It's unclear if they were legally obtained. Sheriff Smith told the Today Show it appears Cassidy set timers to burn his house down to coincide with opening fire at Rail Depot. She said the call came out with the shots fired at 6:34 in the morning, then a fire was reported at 6:37. So he must have had some way to set it or have someone else do it. That's what we're operating under now, is that he set some kind of a device to go off at a certain time, probably to coincide with the shooting. These people are really sick. You can't try to think what they were thinking. But this was somebody, I mean, obviously there was planning, but the impulsivity, unfortunately, can be an underlying thread in people that shoot and kill. The Santa Clara County Office of the Medical Examiner Coroner identified the victims, Paul De La Cruz Mejia, Adrian Beleza, Jose De Jesus Hernandez, Timothy Michael Romo, Michael Joseph Rudometkin, Abdullah Vahab Algamandan, Lars Kepler Lane, and Taptajeep Singh. Apparently Singh died trying to help others escape. He had told people to be careful, hide. He was running around the building to save others' lives. Now, investigators have still offered no immediate word on possible motive, but the ex-wife said he used to come home from work resentful and angry over what he perceived as unfair assignments. She said he could dwell on things. Now, the two were married for about 10 years until a 2005 divorce filing. She says she hasn't been in touch with them for over 13 years. You know, and people ask, they go, you know, what? How are people in relationships with people who later, you know, become shooters? And one thing I could tell you about people with bipolar, having known bipolar people, they are, the good days are good. The good days with a person who's bipolar is sometimes better than with the average person. But the bad days are so bad that it's not a circling of the equator. It's very pendulum-y, very extreme. And so people that have bad days, I don't know if Ike Turner was bipolar, you know, but they, when they ask for forgiveness and when they are loving, it is such a pendulum swing. It is such a filling of a dearth that many people in relationship with the bipolar will gravitate towards those good times so much that they can't let go of the person. Or they feel sorry for them. Or they go, look, this is somebody with mental illness. I'm not going to discriminate. I'm not going to, you know, there's a lot of people out there with mental illness. There could be worse. They talk themselves into being with somebody. And you know, people with mental illness out there, they want to be loved. Unfortunately, many of them are abusive. And, you know, you wonder why people will stay in an abusive relationship. Now, sometimes they feel forced. Sometimes they're coerced. Sometimes people have something over them. Sometimes people think that the person they're with will kill them. So they talk themselves out of it. They say, if we ever break up, it is going to be so bad that I think it's better to just put up with it. Again, I can't explain why all people stay with abusive people, but these are some of the reasons that happen. And so it is no surprise that somebody with, you know, severe bipolar and mood swings and anger issues will have relationships, because the good days might be very passionate, might be very emotional. And because, you know, if there are people out there that, you know, are looking for being loved and people wanting to commit in a relationship, they might see a person that they're newly dating commit so quickly. Like he was ready to marry somebody. Well, if somebody's looking for that, they're going to be attracted to somebody that says, you know what, I'm not going to, I mean, the guys I dated, they're like, you know what, let me take my time, let's give it a few years. I'm like, okay, no, I don't have a few years. I need to get married before I'm a spinster. I mean, you know, so the people out there, they're like, let's take our time, let me play the field. That might not attract the typical person who's like, look, you know what, I want to start a family. I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me. So in that honeymoon phase, you have somebody saying, I love you, I am with you forever. Then, unfortunately, I did date somebody who our first date was already talking about me meeting his parents and, you know, me going away with them and all that. And I was like, it's too much. It turned me off. And so, you know, maybe that's our spidey sense. I don't know. But, you know, don't be surprised that these individuals who end up, you know, killing people and, you know, because you're like, well, weren't they antisocial and just in a basement playing video games all day? Not entirely. Some of them have major mood swings. Some of them could have, you know, schizotypal tendencies. Some could be bipolar. And they will have relationships and date along the way. Many of their relationships end. Looks like his marriage ended in divorce. The engagement ended, or the person he wanted to marry. So chilling footage shows Cassidy calmly setting off from his home carrying a duffel bag, which police believe contained the gun he used in the attack. He just sits there like he's going to his car. He has like the sun visor in the car and, you know, and he's just sitting there getting into his car like nothing. Now, this is the 15th mass killing in the nation all year. They say all the shootings that have claimed at least 4 lives each for a total of 86 deaths, according to the Associated Press. White House President Joe Biden ordered flags to be flown to half-staff, urged Congress to act on legislation to curb gun violence. And again, this is in California, who has very strict gun laws. So I don't know. I'm not sure if he got this legally. Unfortunately, when somebody for years is saying how they want to kill people at work, they're going to find a way to do it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. So tragic. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators grilled Dr. Anthony Fauci about U.S. tax dollars funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and about the origins of COVID-19. Fauci says history has proven most pandemics are started in the wild.
So the historical basis for pandemics evolving naturally from an animal reservoir is extremely strong. And it's for that reason that we felt that something similar like this has a much higher likelihood.
The motive for Wednesday morning's horrible shooting tragedy in San Jose, California, remained a mystery overnight after more sad news arrived late Wednesday evening. A ninth shooting victim has died after being transported to the hospital. The shooting took place at Valley Transportation Authority rail yard near San Jose, California Airport. The suspect, 57-year-old Sam James Cassidy, took his own life after the shooting. USA Radio News. Some lawmakers are saying D.C.'s spending spree is out of control and in turn will severely hurt all Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats have already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. On Thursday, Republicans in the Senate are expected to introduce their infrastructure plan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And in some sad news, former Senator John Warner, the longest-serving Republican senator in Virginia's history, died of heart failure Tuesday evening at the age of 94. Warner represented Virginia for 30 years, from 1979 until 2009. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you out there have battled breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer or lymphoma or leukemia. And many of you, after your fight, you go, well, now what? Many of your doctors have gone. Well, you know, many of us don't have the same doctor that we've always had since childhood. And you're kind of out there, you feel alone, even though there's millions of you out there, and you feel alone like, I had cancer, I overcame it, but now what? And there's this, you know, kind of sense of fear, it could come back, a sense of I should be doing something. And it's not a topic that we talk a lot about. So I'm very excited about my next guest. Joining us next is Dr. Timothy Pierman, psychologist at the Lurie Cancer Center at Northwestern Medicine, to kind of talk about some of the psychological needs for those of us that survived cancer. Dr. Pierman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I couldn't have said it better. I think cancer survivors do face exactly that. Like everyone in their environment telling them, you should be happy, you're done with cancer treatment, go back to normal, even though there maybe isn't a normal anymore.
Exactly. You know, somebody diagnosed with cancer, I've had a few cancer scares. I've been very, very grateful not to get an official diagnosis. But man, it seems like every few years, you know, I have to face that big letter C. And it is frightening. And I think somebody who actually had cancer and went through treatment might have a little PTSD after it.
Absolutely. That's something we see a lot. Heightened levels of anxiety and depression and what we call scanxiety, every time you have to go back to your doctor and get your follow-up scans and blood work and all that stuff. So it is an anxiety-provoking experience for sure.
Exactly. You know, you almost wonder if some of the people that presented with more severe COVID were those who, after cancer, are done with doctors. We've had a lack of enthusiasm to go see the doctor, like you said, because they fear they're going to get bad news. And unfortunately, I get calls, as I do telemedicine, for patients going, nah, I don't want to go to the doctor. It doesn't end up good for me. I'm like, you need to go, and you need to go soon, because the earlier you address something, the better.
Yes, it is absolutely, it's tempting to just not go back and see your doctors when you could get bad news, for sure. And that's what, you know, hopefully we're trying to implement in our cancer survivors, is ways to be engaged in your own care and make sure that you feel like you have agency in that whole process.
Absolutely. So tell us about Lurie Cancer Center.
Yeah, so our Cancer Survivorship Institute and our supportive oncology program, we're really lucky in that we have, like, the full complement of treatment professionals here, from psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, dietitians, tobacco treatment specialists, health educators, patient navigators. So we're really lucky here in that we're able to provide for like the full range of care for the whole person and not just, you know, the cancer diagnosis. But that can be a lot harder if you're not in, you know, a big city like Chicago where we're located. It can be hard if you're in sort of a remote or rural area. But to your point, I think one of the sort of the silver linings of the COVID cloud that we've all been living under is that a lot of the support resources, like places like the Cancer Support Community, Gilda's Club, where patients could go and be around other people who were experiencing similar things, you don't have to show up in person anymore for those things. So almost overnight with COVID, all of those resources transition to online. So now it doesn't matter where you live. You can actually access all those things online. You can go to, you know, a Tai Chi or yoga class. You can see a cooking demonstration for healthy cooking after cancer. You can go to a support group with other people who've been through what you've gone through.
Absolutely. You know, I love that your background is psychology. One thing I get, especially from a lot of ladies, is they don't feel sexual anymore and they don't feel sexy. And they feel like quote unquote damaged goods when they're not. One in two people have some form of cancer. It could be mild, benign, but one in two people. And, you know, I try to help people realize that you still are very desirable. Cancer should not make you undesirable.
Absolutely. And I will say that, unfortunately, as treatment providers, I think we don't do a very good job of asking patients about their sexual health. And I think it is so important. It's so important for anyone, whether or not you're a cancer survivor, but it's something that is it's just not asked about. And patients are really hesitant to report it for a number of reasons. First of all, it's just a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but also, you know, I've had patients come to me and say, yes, I've been having sexual dysfunction ever since I started my cancer treatment, but I haven't told my doctors. And I'll say, why? And they'll say, well, I want my doctors to be laser focused on curing my cancer. Mm. I can deal with all the other stuff. I don't want them to get distracted and feel like they have to focus on that. But, you know, the point of that is there is help available if you're experiencing problems with, you know, any of these mood issues, sexual dysfunction, we can help with that. So it's really important just to let your treatment providers know.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the STAR program.
Yeah, so the STAR program that we have here at Lurie is, it's a program that's specifically focused on adult survivors of childhood cancers. And there aren't many programs like this in the country. Our program started about 20 years ago and was one of the first that really focused on this group. So for a long time, people just sort of assumed that, you know, childhood survivors of cancer were resilient. You know, they're kids. They bounce back really quickly. They'll just reintegrate into their classrooms and their families and their social networks. But we now know with, you know, two decades of research that that's not the case for a lot of kids as they progress into adulthood. And they have some really unique needs that are, you know, some of those needs are medical. You know, some of the cancer treatments maybe affect your heart function or lead to early osteoporosis, those kinds of things. But some of them are more subtle. So things like depression, anxiety, financial issues. We know that adult survivors of childhood cancer tend to be sort of underemployed. They may have had to take time off from school or from work. Mm-hmm. And that can really lead to some very practical problems that they have. So it's really important to focus on sort of, again, like the full person and not just the survivorship aspect.
What do we as a country need to do to help you guys and to help more institutions like yours in helping people?
That's a great question. I think the biggest thing that all cancer survivorship programs struggle with is just the funding piece. It's hard to see these programs. They take a lot of money. They don't necessarily, you know, we don't bill insurance for a whole lot for our services. A lot of these services come for free, you know, the social work, the dietitians, those kinds of things. We're not able to bill for those. And so that's the biggest struggle that we face is kind of sustainability with these programs over time.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up a good point, you know, in terms of employment. I mean, and finances. It's expensive to still go for your screens, to go for your care, to go for any repeated biopsies, and then you miss work. And so it's kind of a vicious cycle where, you know, you're trying to be financially secure, but you are, you know, so it's not only do you need the support, but many people also need the individual financial support.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that cancer survivors face is that on the surface, they look quote unquote normal. You know, they look like anyone else. You wouldn't know that they were a cancer survivor, but they may be really struggling with higher than normal levels of fatigue or, you know, some of the long-term physical impacts of their cancer treatment that no one can mm-hmm. see, but that really do impact their ability to work and do the same things that their peer group does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. Dr. Pearman, how can people find out more information about you and Lurie Cancer Center?
Yes, they can go to our website. It's www.nm, as in Northwestern Medicine, .org/cancer. And we have a full list of our resources, but also some broader resources that people can access whether or not they're in the Chicago community.
Fantastic. Dr. Pearman, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. God bless, and thank you for all you and your team do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people feel that COVID is what killed the President Trump or the Trump presidency, and that President Trump would have been able to easily get elected a second term if it wasn't for mail-in ballots, if it wasn't for the economy crashing, if it wasn't for COVID. And ironically, things might be turning around for Trump or people who had agreed with some of the things Trump said in terms of the virus coming from China or the Wuhan lab, in terms of censorship. And today we learn that Facebook is going to uncensor users who are going to comment on COVID possibly leaking from a lab. And they are going to reverse their policy from February, banning those sorts of posts as, quote, harmful misinformation. Now, this is where the, you know, tech censorship and people disbelieving what an administration is trying to say, you know, has taken on a very ridiculous role. To see now this backpedaling where, all right, you know what, it's okay, you guys can now comment. It's almost now so apparent what they were doing, which, you know, as I said, the previous administration had alerted us to. And this isn't, you know, being about, you know, right, left. It's about, you know, doesn't matter who the president is. If the president and the State Department is trying to inform the public of something that has to do with public health, right, you don't silence that. This silencing is something that makes us all nervous. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care if you're from the Green Party. If you have something to tell us, if you want to tell us there are UFOs, you should be able to still, you know, access the same platform as anybody else. Now, mind you, Facebook is private, and they're not government-run. Facebook, you know, does have some abilities to make choices, but when they discriminate based on somebody's political leaning, that's when civil rights laws are supposed to get involved. And so you're not supposed to discriminate against sex, creed, gender, religion, belief, obviously, creed. And so if they are censoring, then that starts to now go under the discrimination laws. So private companies can't just say, look, no, I'm only going to, you know, hire Hispanic women. They can't necessarily do that. They have to be an equal opportunity employer. They have to offer services. They can't just, you know, we're just going to service men, or we're just going to service, you know, Asian females or black men or white women. They can't do that. So that's where Facebook overstepped. So in a statement to CNN Business, a Facebook spokesperson said late Wednesday that in light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, we will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made from our apps. They say we're continuing to work with health experts to keep pace with the evolving nature of the pandemic and regularly update our policies as new facts and trends emerge. So if I could be devil's advocate, Facebook is in a very, very tough position because they were attacked by Congress for perpetuating fake news and false news out there. So if somebody posts, you know, the sky is falling and everybody panics, Facebook was made liable for that. Now, should Facebook be liable if somebody is posting on there, you know, guys, I think tomorrow the world ends, so everybody now loot? Is Facebook really responsible for somebody posting something on there? Well, if in the courts they are making Facebook responsible, well, then Facebook is then going to, in light of their responsibility, then censor things that can make them liable. So, you know, you can't, even though they're a big company and they make a lot of money and a lot of people dislike them, you can't put a company between a rock and a hard place where it's, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And Facebook now is being looked upon as a news source. It shouldn't, but that's what people are using it for. So now that people are using Facebook to get their news, Facebook has some sort of a responsibility to make sure there's not fake news. Unfortunately, what they're choosing as fake news is wrong. And when the COVID leak theory came out, we actually thought of it even before because the original SARS outbreak in China back in 2002 to 2003, according to a Singapore Health Ministry report, was a lab leak. So the original SARS leak was a lab leak, and then a couple people died in 2004 after the initial outbreak because of a lab leak. It just made sense that this could be a lab leak too. But no, you couldn't write anything about it. You couldn't post anything. I did write an article, and Facebook did not censor it. So I don't think they censored all of it. But then they censored me when I said I was going to talk about that new monoclonal antibody treatment in the news. For some reason, they censored that. I even showed them the news article. This is all over the news. Why would you censor me on that? So they definitely have some issues with their censoring. But this is the problem. You know, who's picking and choosing? And especially when it's very left-leaning. So just, you know, trying to appease the media because it's something that Trump said, so you're going to silence it. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, whether you like the current president or not, or like the previous president or not, every president has their good policies and their bad policies. Everyone. There was never a perfect president in our lifetime. There were some that I think we really, really liked. But no presidency was perfect. But that doesn't mean that they don't have good things to offer. And that you have to silence every single thing. Now, I get it. President Trump didn't really sound very presidential. He was calling the virus the China virus. And people thought that might be xenophobic, or, you know, and so, but if the State Department said, look, guys, we really think this happened August of 2019, which I believed, because when you look at the timeline of all the cases, it makes sense that the early cases started at the end of the summer before, all of a sudden, no. So, you know, people are now pretty upset. It just seems to, you know, what goes around comes around. So now we have this issue where, you know, the administration might have been right, and the censorship thing is going beyond what it should. And I, you know, it's again, if Facebook is legally protected from anything that's posted on their platform, even hate, then they probably won't censor. But if they are going to be legally liable for stuff that's posted on there, they're going to censor. That's why people sue, because they want them to take action. Unfortunately, they're taking action, and it seems like it's biased against one side. So when you do see hate speech, but then you also see Trump get censored, you're like, well, wait a second here. Okay, well, is this really about you trying to stop hate speech, or is it really about one political side? So Biden announced earlier this week that he has given U.S. officials 90 days to investigate the virus origins. This is almost 2 years too late. But the announcement came after a U.S. intelligence report found several researchers at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology fell ill November 2019 and had to be hospitalized. Now, that isn't what changed my mind, because, one, my mind was already kind of like, I really think something's going on here because the previous reports. But the reason why I'm not really convinced that that's the big news, because a lot of people get sick. A lot of people got sick with COVID. So I'm expecting COVID to have been around, even in America, in the fall of 2019. So people being at the hospital who got sick and hospitalized, well, again, they could have come to work already having gotten it. I think it's not the November 2019 report. It's the report from the previous administration where people were sick from that lab earlier in the summer. That makes us more concerned. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.